So, yeah.
Whenever he does that, you know, like,
yeah.
Why does it smell in here?
I never thought about like that. Yeah, so I was like,
and then I. So I called Jamie and I told him his father just passed away in a horrible car crash. And he started crying. And I was like, literally, it's April Fool's.
You did that in December.
Yeah, but I was planning on doing it in April. I came up with it in April, so it still counts.
You banked the joke. I like, remember from that time.
I didn't do it the last time, so I had a token.
If you bank an April Fool's joke, you can do it at any time. And that's they have to laugh and be okay with it.
You can't get mad.
A classic prank by Vic.
One of my classics. You can find it at in my new book, Classic Pranks with Vic.
Practical jokers, right?
Yeah.
What, our completely new show. Different.
Completely not like.
It's its own thing.
Yeah. Where we do pranks on people. Practically. Yeah,
practically.
We don't do unpractical things.
And we're jokers, not jokesters.
Not jokesters. We do it in full makeup.
Or wait, no, we're jokesters, not jokers. What is the show called again?
I don't even remember.
It's a good show, though.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
What is this show called?
This is the Like a Jokers podcast.
Like, actually? Literally?
Literally.
This is actually Jamie.
This is literally Vic.
How are you? Recovering from a week of no Bachelor content. Mm. How do you feel?
Probably like the best I've ever
felt.
Yeah,
I'm cooking right now.
I've been like on top of my game. I've been allowed to breathe.
If you don't mind, I would like to give an overall... my overall take on the season now that it is over and completed. Is that allowed? Will you allow that? Do I have your permission?
I guess you can do that. I don't normally like to talk about it.
I thoroughly enjoyed that season. I thought Joey was very good, very likable and charming. I thought...
He did charm me a couple of times.
Yeah. He was a good follow-up from Gary, let's just say that.
Yeah, he definitely carried the same energy and the same practice that Gary came in with.
I really liked a lot of the women, though, as well. Maria had a lot of star power, to say the least.
Had good screen.
Screen
time and skills. Screen presence.
Yeah. I'm actually very happy. I don't think that Joey... I feel like there's so many times where, like, people, and even me included, were like, oh, man, I wish he picked so-and-so.
He really messed up.
I really think this time, like, despite my love for Daisy, especially early on in thinking that he was going to pick her, I think him and Kelsey are great.
Yeah, I guess.
And it's funny because I will say this is probably the most I keep up, like, or the closest I pay attention to the couples is like immediately after their season. Cause I don't know. I'm always just like,
you better not do it.
You better not, like, don't, you better stay together. You need to make me believe, make me keep watching.
Do it for
show.
Us, the fans.
They give me similar energy as, like Charity and Dotton,
Gary
and Teresa. They make me hopeful, so I'm feeling pretty.
Jesse.
Yeah, I don't think his worked out.
So. Okay, yeah, never mind.
Well, what about you? Or should we give it a rating, like, out of 10?
Okay.
I would actually give this season like a solid 8, 8.5. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, that's pretty hot.
How I put that... Gary's, like, I would say, like, bar, like, maybe near the end where he got a little bit messy, I would put his overall season, I would give it, like, a 9.5.
Yeah, I agree.
His was great. I think Joey's was only, like, just a little bit below it.
Yeah, no, I agree, definitely. And then Charity.
Didn't we earn a great Charity's, I don't know. Charity's, I thought, was just pretty standard. I'd give it like a 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. Yeah, I would say I liked Joey's season better, I think. Maybe that's just recency bias, though.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think there was more that happened in Joey's season, both like drama, both like their individual dates and stuff.
There was definitely, I think there was just more likable people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely do agree.
I think
just the whole cast in general seemed to really like put on a good show.
Yeah, I agree. I think I really like I said, Maria, Daisy, Kelsey, Rachel, even though, again, I still don't feel like we saw as much of Rachel, but I was charmed by Rachel. Jen, our next bachelorette, I liked what we saw of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did a good job.
Did you do anything for April Fool's Day? Did you pull any pranks?
I started watching The Bachelor.
Yeah, biggest joke out there.
And then I closed it. Let's see, what did I do?
Did you get pranked at all?
Not personally.
Weird way to answer that question. Did you get pranked? Not first. What does that mean?
I got pranked
to Jason.
It's like secondhand smoke. I was secondhand tricked.
Did you witness any? Because I would say I've witnessed some.
I called this guy about his father. It was pretty good.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Okay, but you were a part or you witnessed one?
Well, this wasn't even like the most, like, I don't know why this is the most vivid memory, but the most April Fool's thing I remember since like elementary, middle school was a few years ago. I'm assuming it was April 1st, otherwise this joke wouldn't have made any sense, but I went with my dad and my brother to a Mickey D's, McDonald's, and we were at the little drink, the fountain, getting drinks, and I went up, I think I was going up there first, and there was this older gentleman who was filling up his drink, and as I was filling up mine, he turned to me, and he like pointed down, and he said, "You dropped your shoelace," and I looked down, because I'm like... too trusting of strangers, and I was like, and then I like realized what he said, and I was like, wait, didn't you mess up the joke? Isn't it supposed to be like either you dropped your pocket? Haven't you heard that one before? The whole stupid, like, you dropped your pocket.
I've not. No.
Okay.
Where's my pocket? Why? Where did I drop it?
It's on the floor right now. Or like your shoe is untied. But he said you dropped your shoelace, which kind of threw me off, because I was like, wait a second.
This guy dropped the shoelace.
I was like, where? You took it. Where'd it go?
It kind of makes sense because it's on the ground.
No, but I looked down, and when I looked up, he's like, he's got a real smug smile on his face.
This kid just got pranked.
Yeah, I got pranked, and he said like April Fools or whatever. And then literally 5 seconds later, my brother comes up and he does it to him. As I'm still standing there, and I watch him, and he does it to him, and
it was a serial prankster.
It was in like a sequence. I got pranked first, my brother got pranked, and then my dad came up where we're all standing. It's literally a group of three, now four people, and he does it to my dad, and my dad looked down as well. The guy was so proud, though. I couldn't, like, He just got three in a row in a span of like probably 15 seconds.
He just killed your whole family with jokes.
He's going for the high score on April Fool's Day. Like, he takes it very seriously.
Yeah, he needs those.
So, yeah, I don't know why that I remember that. It's not like it's all that good of a joke. But it's probably the only one I've been done by a stranger, I guess. And just the fact that I remember, it was this older guy with a nice baseball cap on. He looked classic. Like he was probably like 60s.
It was red.
Oh, yeah. Don't go there yet. This is probably even before that. But, yeah. What about you?
So I was at this, like, soda fountain.
I had my, like, old, old guy mask on. He was just trying to put his name up on the leaderboard for the day. It's like, how many
did you get?
It was just funny, too, because I really don't think he was there with anyone else.
He took it upon himself.
And he was getting his drink or, like, finishing up. But then, like, once he was finished, he did linger there for a little while. Like, a good probably, like, 30 seconds, even after me and my family walked away. So he was waiting for his next victim, but I don't think...
Like, this is such a good spot.
Yeah, he found the prime spot. And, good times. That was probably about, like, 8 years ago. And I still remember to it to this day.
He still has PTSD.
Have you ever done any? Because I don't even remember.
No, I don't
like,
think I ever have.
You're not a prankster.
I'm not a pranker.
I don't know. This is a very serious holiday.
Yeah,
you need
I know.
To
people
put more
think
respect
it's...
on it.
Yeah, I wonder if I should. Maybe I'll make a podcast.
Anything else going on this week? Any other events, words of wisdom you'd like to share with us?
Personally or impersonally?
Impractically.
Let's see. Probably going to watch Joey's season again. Backwards.
Yeah, from the end.
From the end to the beginning.
To predict what happens at the start.
And then I'll finish up by applying for the Golden Bachelor.
Oh, man.
Is that still going on, do you think? Or is that...
Yeah, yeah.
The application?
For the Golden Bachelor or Bachelorette?
Or Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah, I think so.
So there's still time for us to get on there.
Yeah, I think I am curious because, like, I think they have started filming Jen's season of The Bachelorette. Release, they said it's going to be airing in, like, July. So I think I heard that it started filming very quickly after the announcement. Mm-hmm. So that would have been, like, within the last week, honestly, so end of March.
Yeah, wow.
And it's typically like an 8-9 week process, so into May. But I'm just trying to think when they would film Golden Bachelorette then, because
would it be after?
It's probably gonna be after. I don't think they're gonna do them
at the same time,
but it really, like, if they're gonna wait to, like, announce it at, like, a Bachelor event, you know, like how they announce typically the next Bachelor or Bachelorette on the finale. That would be a long time. So that I feel like they'll have to announce whoever it is
during Jen season.
Yeah, it'd probably be like a post online, I don't know, or social media, but I would think that that'll be the next one they film. I still don't know if there's anything as far as Bachelor in Paradise.
Wow, yeah. They still haven't even said anything about that.
Yeah, I don't know. And it could just be, like, if there's, like, no space for it. Like, if they're going to make the Golden...
A regular?
Like, yeah, a consistent thing, like, both of them. that could kind of maybe just take place of Bachelor in Paradise each year. Yeah, I don't know. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get to meet Jen. We missed our opportunity. Oh,
maybe next time. Next Bachelorette.
I mean, you can try to apply and fill out their application thing. Have you looked at the page for that before?
Yeah.
So you're secretly saying you have applied, is what you're saying.
No, I have not applied, but I've looked at it. They make it pretty difficult to apply.
How do you mean? I should say I know what you mean because I've looked at it as
well.
I'm
pretty sure there's one with 100 questions you have to fill out. And then you have to do a 10-page essay on why sea turtles are endangered or something like that.
Yeah, that seems about right.
And then I think the hardest thing is the physical checkup you have to do.
Wait a second. Prostate exam included?
Full medical exam, blood work.
So I just pulled up the Bachelor 24 girl questions. That would have been Joey.
Joey, I guess, yeah.
24? I feel like we're on to 30 or something now.
What do you mean 20? Oh, season 24?
Yeah, I don't know. These questions are very interesting, though, because...
What does that mean, the year 24? 2024?
Maybe. That's probably a better guess, yeah.
But it would be weird that...
probably...
Why are they don't say that at all. It's kind of weird.
If you haven't ever looked at the casting page, which you probably have, if you're listening to this, you definitely have. Don't lie to us or to yourself.
You filled it out. We know. I just looked that it's more than one page.
Yeah, I put this thing here, 6 pages. There's roughly 6 or 7 questions per page.
I just get anxiety that I'm going to do it wrong. I'm going to fail.
I get anxiety that I'm going to do right and get cast on the show.
That is even, yeah.
I mean, most of it looks like just purely your actual information about you and background type check. But then it's questions let's find a good one.
What would you want to find?
All right, here's a good question where I feel like it's very easy to come across as weird. Please describe your ideal mate in terms of physical attraction and in terms of personality attraction. And what is more important, physical attraction or personality when first meeting someone?
We'll give you 2 spaces for this.
Yeah. It's not a whole lot of room to write.
The question is longer than the room you have to write. It's hot and attractive.
Yeah.
Next question.
I
good looking and...
I'm just glad that if it's so easy, what makes someone physically attractive? People are just going to start listing body parts.
Yeah. And then I wonder what they say about personality. Probably
what is
big
your
personality.
Annual salary? This is a fair question. Are you genuinely looking to get married and why?
That is fair.
Okay. Do you think if someone puts no for that, do you think it automatically eliminates them? Because I don't think it does.
At least 9 times out of 10.
Okay. So you think it does.
I think it has to be a special occasion.
Because you could probably just lie. You could just lie.
There's nothing against lying.
Do you think if someone... I would appreciate someone being honest if they were like...
No.
Yeah, if they said no.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they don't want a lot of those. But if they're a big personality and they can cause a lot of good TV. And especially no, because then that could also bring up a challenge for between them and the person. If they ever got further, they would say, I'm not ready to get married. And that would be a whole scene.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good for TV, though.
Yeah, that's why I think in specific cases, they would definitely want that.
Why would you want to find your spouse on our TV show? How would you answer that question?
Why not?
Why not? This is a interesting application.
Can't really choose where you find your significant other.
All right. All right. I'll accept it. I would cast you.
But I do not want to get married.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a very interesting application. Speaking of Gen season, though, they announced the men or potential men. They were very specific that it's potential.
Really potential.
I think that means that some of them may not end up being there. Some who are not on this page may end up being there. So,
but will there be the same amount, or could it?
Yeah, that also differ? I mean, that's a good question. I think this list.
28.
Something like 20 something.
8. God. All right, that's.
It is 28. Yeah, this is 28. I think Joey had a little over 30.
Yeah, a lot more.
It's typically around 30, give or take like one or two. So we may that's end fair. Up seeing all of these guys. We may end up seeing some of them and like some we haven't seen before.
Or none of them.
Or none of them.
But we have them now. And we will judge them.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to go? Do you want to look at their photos? Say a few words about each?
All right, I'm down.
Okay. We are currently looking at the list from Cosmopolitan. Cosmo. Nice. You have a Cosmo subscription, right?
Yeah, we all do.
Sure. It looks like they just have them in alphabetical order. This one just has their names,
just their first name,
where they're from, and their age. Do you remember how old Jen is?
Younger than most.
I think she is fairly young. I think
20.
I think you have to at least 21 to be on the show because of alcohol and stuff.
Yeah, that is fair.
I think she was 25. Question is, has she turned 26 since then? You're supposed to be a Jen expert.
I'm gonna say yes. Maybe
on what?
On both. I bet her birthday is going to be on the show.
You think so? Okay.
That would be pretty cool.
All right. I'm going to type in
age. So that's the first result.
Okay. It actually does have her birthday.
Whoa.
She is 26. Whoa.
Okay.
Okay, so keep that in mind. She is mid-20s. Let's go for the man now. First, we got Aaron from Tulsa. He's 29, so not a big age difference. Do you like his photo?
It's pretty generic. It's not bad by any means.
I think he's good looking.
Yeah. I feel like if it was close, it was a closer up of him because there's a lot of background.
My question with these photos is, are they taking them themselves, or are these like that's what I think too, but my only question is like, or are they taking them like once they've been cast and they have someone take a photo for them to help them?
Yeah.
Because some of them, I think they got done dirty, if that's the case. So I'm more willing to think that these are probably just like photos they took themselves.
Yeah, I think you have to upload photos when you do that.
I think you're trying to tell us you've uploaded photos.
I'm pretty sure. I bet these are just the photos they gave with the application.
Okay.
And then they either pick them or it's just one and then they use it.
This photo, I think, is fine. The only thing I'm going to judge is clothing choice and, I guess, area, location, like background.
Yeah.
Mildly, I would have something to say about that. But then also, how much are they posing? Because some of them seem like they're putting a lot of thought into it.
So others Aaron look a little off guard.
Aaron. Yeah, Aaron looks relaxed. He's dressed pretty casually. He's in front of a bush.
Classic
bush. Classic Oklahoma. Tulsa.
That's not too bad. Not too bad.
once we go through them all, we can maybe or pick our favorites, or should we say Jen's favorites? We know what Jen wants.
Yeah, we're professionals at picking for other people.
All right, next we got Austin from San Diego. He's 28. He only has a half body shot, or like upper body shot.
Right, yeah. Close up, but it has a lot of headroom.
Yeah, there's a lot of space above his head. It looks like he's taken on like his balcony or something. Yeah, so these are almost definitely like taking himself. Mm-hmm. This was probably a smart move because you do not need to pose if you're just getting...
That is true. It just needs to be like face, pretty much.
He's got a good smile. He's got a good beard. He grows...
Yeah, it's pretty good facial hair.
Yeah.
Good bachelor. What do you think about the hair? Shirt.
Is that...
Slick back?
It's almost like slick back. It does seem like there's hair in the back. So are we talking mullet now?
Whoa.
I think we might be talking
that mullet. Would be pretty wild.
He is incredibly good looking, though. So he kind of gets away with it. And mullets are back in now, so it doesn't matter. He's got a shirt that is very like... would you call that a bowling shirt?
Almost. It's almost a bowling shirt. It's kind of like a smart casual, sailor, like you're on the seas.
Oh, he's out on the ocean right now. Next we got Brendan from Vancouver, our first Canadian, 29.
This is for Maria.
Oh yeah. I think I heard that and mentioned that to you that because
some people. Are saying like these people were picked for Maria. It seems like they were
how
picked.
How could you know that? How would you know that?
How would you know the guys for a person?
Yeah, like unless you're just don't picking know Maria's
exact
name.
Location and people who look like
them. I mean, if you're going based off, but they don't but do that for the Bachelor.
Yeah, anyways. They're not like picking people close to them.
I mean, this guy's good looking. He dresses fair.
Fair.
Is that I can't tell if that's a tank top underneath a white,
just like a white shirt and then like a blue overshirt.
He thinks he completed crossed arms, so it's a little bit of a pose. He thinks he completed the outfit with the watch. Mm. He intentionally had that one outwards to show off the watch.
He has that one showing,
and he's got the cool smile face. He looks cool.
The long gaze.
Yeah. All right, next we got Brett.
Brett
from Mannheim,
Pennsylvania,
28.
Ooh, yeah.
He's got a nice smile.
Yeah,
he's this is a good smile. Man. Let's just say that.
Yeah, he looks like a lumberjack.
Man,
he's going to work at like the oil rig.
This is definitely like a pose, but I find
it is a good pose.
I find it so nice. It's so funny. I find it very endearing, though. But it's also, I think, it's showing off his guns.
Yeah.
His guns.
He's got big guns, big pecs.
And he went with just a standard black t-shirt.
Yeah, he did
not. Out in the woods.
Jeans.
I like
black
this
t-shirt.
Photo, though.
It is good.
I think he's got genuinely a very nice smile, too.
Yeah, no, I think he did a good job. Good job on that.
Brian, Boynton Beach, Florida, 32.
This is kind of like.
He belongs to a country
team.
Club. He definitely belongs to a country club.
He does golfing on the weekends.
Yes.
He caddies.
I don't care for his pose on that much.
Yeah.
He's not even looking at the camera.
It is. He's looking like completely away from the camera.
This
like
is
a long
like,
gaze.
This just shows he's probably had like modeling experience. Because he is good looking. Everyone on this thing is good looking.
Yeah, obviously. I just don't think the camera man or person like did a good job.
Yeah. So you blame the cameraman, not Brian. But Brian had to have been like, oh, yeah, this is good. I will submit this.
Yeah, he had to do the official review of it. It's like, yeah, I like the one where I'm not looking at the camera. I kind of look sad.
Like, I don't want to be doing this. All right, next, Corbin from Los Angeles, 25. So closest in age. This guy looks like Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, he does. He has the haircut. He does.
This is definitely one I feel the need to point out the background.
The location is not the best.
This is just on a random street in Los Angeles somewhere. There is like a freeway or something sign in the background.
There's a truck. There's someone on the truck, like, doing something. And then it's just, like, him in the foreground.
Yeah.
Doing a pocket pose. Full body.
Yeah.
You even, like, with almost see his knees. With a long sleeve
and shorts, which isn't that considered a no-no or no?
It's pretty... It's... Yeah, it wouldn't be, like, professional. That's like you're going to a beach party. You're not going to, you know, an office.
It's also just kind of a loose
one. It is very, very loose, very big. But that style is in now.
Next we got Dakota from Paradise Valley, Arizona, 27. This is pre-golf. He's like... I don't even think the photo was his idea. His friend was probably like, oh, hey, remember that application you were doing? We just need a photo real quick. Just turn and look at the camera.
Turn and look. Yeah, it was very off the cuff.
A very tight shirt showing off his muscles.
That's not a bad photo.
Considering
it looks like he put no effort into it and still had a decent to good photo.
Yeah, I mean, he still put in like a good smile. He looked at the camera.
Unlike... Corbin. He's like,
Brian. Yeah.
We're like, we need a good photo. All right.
Some of them are just trying to look super attractive.
Yeah. They're trying to put some sauce on it.
Yeah.
Instead of just having like just them headshots.
Then we got Devin from Houston. He's 27.
He was in a mid run.
Yeah. This is interesting because it's not a like, cool looking pose, but it doesn't look natural. It does looks look uncomfortable.
It is very funny. It's like he was in motion while doing it.
I do like his shirt though.
His shirt is good.
He's got a nice black button up.
Does fit well. Just very, very funny, funny pose.
Dylan from Elk Grove, California. He's 24. This is where I'm talking about. This is actively doing a pose.
Yeah, no, he was preparing for that.
Very good looking though.
It is good.
Grant from Houston, Texas. He's 30. This is in his backyard.
Yeah, next to his pool.
Next to his pool. Not great lighting because you cannot see his eyes whatsoever.
Yeah, a lot of shadow. His whole neck is a shadow.
Yeah. Hands in pockets. Next we got Hakeem from Schaumburg, Illinois, 29. This photo is mildly blurry.
It is.
And he's doing the side stance, not really doing anything with his arms.
Tilted head,
like a little bit. Mm. But he's to the side where he can see.
Yeah, you
clearly
see
showing off his muscles. So he picked the direction he wanted to face, but he pulled a Ricky Bobby of like, what do I do with my, I'm not sure what to do with my hands.
Yeah. All he had to do was just cross them or put them in his pocket.
Yeah. Do the regular thing. Hassan from Denver, 28.
This is probably what I would do with my hands.
I
would have one just like weirdly straight. And then the other one like,
bend in front of you,
covering your crotch area.
He's like, don't see, like, you don't like, yeah, if you're thinking I'm covering it for a reason, yes. Yes.
You have to ask, yes.
These guys are just so good looking.
Yeah.
Jahan, do you think that's how you say that? Jahan?
Yeah, that's Jahan. Probably it. Jahan.
From New York, 28. He's got a nice smile.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He's got another black shirt.
Button-up black shirt.
Jeremy from Fairfield, Connecticut, 29.
This is probably the wildest fit.
This is
pretty out there.
This, yeah, is the biggest one I would say. I have something to say about the actual outfit. This coat.
It's pretty wild. It's like a trench coat, but it's all like wool.
It's a wool, like, or like whatever that would be. Yeah, like trench coat.
It is very wild. It completely engulfs his entire body.
And he
makes
goes
his head like a tiny little
his gray. Hands are in his like pockets. The jacket takes up the majority of the photo, and the only like skin you can see is just like part of his neck and like his head.
And then I like the collars popped up.
The collars popped.
Holy.
And he's not, he's also, again, like, he's too cool to smile for the camera.
Yeah. It's like the cool gaze.
I appreciate the ones that are willing to smile. Like, even just going with Jahan, this is this guy's full-on smile.
Full teeth.
Very endearing. Mm-hmm. Hassan, I like his. Yeah. He has a nice smile. Go down below Jeremy. We got John, Delray Beach, Brett. Florida. Yeah, Brett.
Brett Dallas.
I like Brett. John, 25.
Like a half smile.
Yeah.
Half gaze.
Yeah, he's like, I want to smile, but I want to. I don't want to seem like too.
Yeah, into it.
But
like, hey, do I know you?
One hand in pocket. We see a lot of one hand in pockets. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, especially coming up. It's the hand in pocket crew.
Yeah, this is the hand in pocket phase. Because next we got Jonathan H. from Oxford, Massachusetts. 24, hand in pocket, smiling, standing. Unfortunately, his other hand that is not in the pocket.
It's just kind of like hovering.
It's not quite as relaxed. We're being very nitpicky about this.
We're professional photographers.
We need to at some point take photos that we think like if we were to ever like
apply,
we should like, well, not even like, we should just take photos that we think would look good to apply and like put them up and see like how people rate them. Jonathan J.
That would be pretty bad.
Also one hand in pocket. You can't quite see. It kind of cuts off right at the waist, but he's from Los Angeles. He's 27. He's got like a bit of tattoos. I don't really know what to say. Some of them.
Yeah, it's pretty like basic.
Very safe. All right, this next
very
one
safe.
Is another pose heavy one. Kevin
the first
from Denver.
Suit wearer.
Yeah, this guy's got like a full-on suit. Kevin from Denver. He's 35. So I think he's the oldest one so far. He's wearing a suit and he's doing the classic buttoning the middle button of his suit pose. Like his arms must be tired because.
Yes,
there's no way he did this photo on the first try. Marcus from Raleigh, North Carolina, 31.
One of the best poses.
He's doing the, you know, I had to do it to him pose. This might be my favorite pose.
Yeah,
because
that's great.
Whenever I don't want to just stand with my arms at my side, I like when I take photos, I will admit, I don't really know what to do.
Yeah,
that's literally weird. The next one is the pose that I typically make, but when I do more, I would either do one or two hands in pockets or like thumbs in pockets.
Yeah.
Or I'll do the, you know, I have to do it to him pose purely because I know it's funny.
It's like a classic pose. So good.
Next, we got Marvin from Santa Monica. He's 28. This was definitely taken very close to the pier.
Yeah, you could.
I've been to Santa Monica Pier. Once, and I've also played a lot of Grand Theft Auto 5, which is based off of Los Angeles, and the area close to the pier is like there's a lot of like little like lawn, grass lawns and stuff before the beach.
Near hotels.
Yep, next to the hotels and like shops and stuff. This is where one of those is taken, and I just think if you were to like pan just around a little bit, you would see
trash, homeless.
You might see a homeless person, but he's wearing a full-on suit down by Santa Monica Beach.
Yeah, that is pretty funny.
And he is,
I'm sure he stood out a little.
And he's doing just hands by his side pose. He's not doing any pose. Big respect.
Yeah,
I kind of like it.
That is fair.
This is what I do.
They do look relaxed, so they're not like tensed up.
He's almost like I don't know. I don't even know like what I was gonna say. I want to say like not just relaxed, but he's like,
he's coming up to greet
you. That's what I was gonna say. He almost looks like he's about ready to like come up to the camera. I didn't know how to like word that.
Like introduce himself.
I kind of like it. And it's might be
like
a really good one.
It's pretty good.
Next we got Matt from Atlanta. He's 27. Big mustache, big goatee.
Good smile.
Good smile. This is like high qual photo because it's
like
he is
blurred out in the back.
All blurry in the background. a lot of focus on him.
Yeah, that probably is could good.
Have. Right, we're really nitpicking. I was going to say probably could have ironed his shirt, but
it is a little wrinkly.
Next, we got. I'm going to assume it's Mose from Mose. Albany, New York. He's 25, black T-shirt, gold chain.
The chains. He's got.
He's got a good beard. Out. He's got a nice haircut. This guy is so good looking.
Yeah. No, no. This is definitely.
This guy wasn't picked for Maria. This guy was picked for me.
They had us in mind.
And I can say he's not smiling really at the camera, but I don't care. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter if you're that good looking. They just give it to you.
Next, we got Ricky from Miami. He's 28. He is doing a bit of a pose. Another one to show off his watch, I think. Big smile. I like his smile, though. I do think his photo was taken either next to some sort of court, either basketball court, tennis court.
Chain fence.
Yeah, the like chain link fence shadow is like plastered like across like his lower body.
Yeah.
Next
he's about to like scream, "Let me in!" Somewhere.
I do kind of see Eric Andre.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, kind of look like it.
Sam M from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 26, one hand in pocket. A white T-shirt, blue jeans, pretty hardcore tattoos, meaning he just has a lot of them. And this guy is very attractive, too.
Yeah, he is good looking.
But he's doing, this is, in my opinion, this is very much, he's doing a smile, but this is like a, I'm fucking smiling.
I'm cool.
This is a cool smile.
Yeah, like, yo, what up?
The question is, this guy looks extremely, like, confident. This, if you want to, like, look at a confident photo, you look at Sam Adams' photo. I don't know.
Very relaxed, very confident.
And very cool.
And collected.
He's got a lot to live up to. He has to be, like...
If he's not number one, then I'm disappointed.
He needs to be, like, super, like... just cool, confident, charismatic. Otherwise, he will be letting me down. Sam N. from Carlsbad, California, 25.
Nice.
This looks like a professional photo.
That's a
this
professional headshot. Has the back, like, complete color background.
Yeah, like a gray background.
Has the lighting on the one side of the face.
Now, question though, if it's professional, do you think that means it's touched up at all? Like, edited? Photoshopped?
I could see it, at least a little.
He's got a good smile, though. Good,
yeah, it is good.
Good beard, good facial hair, nice hair.
It's got hair.
Spencer from Dallas, he is 30. He's doing an advanced technique.
Not just the hand in pocket.
He's doing hand in, like, potentially back pocket and the other hand down by his side.
Yeah, he has something he would... Like
he's about
you.
Ready to hand out a rose. Yeah. I think he's...
That is actually a good pose for this.
It's kind of cool. He's got a nice smile, too. I really like
his
smile.
Yeah, that is good. That is really good.
Next, we got Thomas from Tucker, Georgia. He's 31. This is the most dressy muscle shirt I have ever seen.
I know. Yeah, it's pretty fancy.
It's got buttons and a collar, and it is the tightest...
Titus on the pecs and buys.
Yeah, you can tell he's got guns. He's doing the one-handed pocket thing. And he's also in front of a bush.
That's like the theme. Like, if you have a bush photo,
I think there's
that you're in front of.
There's certain categories you need to fill out. You can either not do enough or you can do too many. It's one pose either needs to be hand in pocket. Only one.
Do something with one hand.
Yeah, something with one hand. Wear an extremely tight shirt because I feel like there's other.
Yeah, sure. With buttons or a collar.
Yeah, like a dressy short sleeve shirt. Don't smile, but try to look cool. Or if it's gonna be smile, you can't really smile. It's not a happy smile. Yeah. It's an I'm cool smile. And then fourth is you just need to take a photo in front of a bush.
And you're guaranteed to get in.
Yeah. And he made the mistake of putting his watch hand in his pocket.
Where I think you can really see
the other one. All right, last guy, our last Canadian on the list. I almost want to say that's Tomas, right?
Tomas. It does look like, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if he's Canadian.
T-O-M-A-S. So if we're wrong, all right. From Toronto, Ontario, Canada. He's 26. He's got a baggy white t-shirt. Very baggy. Almost like skater-esque baggy. Almost got skater hair.
He does. He
almost looks like Joey.
Yeah, a little bit. He does, kind of.
He's got like a little bit of a goldish necklace.
Gold necklace.
Facial hair. Compliment the
baggy white t-shirt.
And it's in front of a white background, too. With a white t-shirt, which is...
I think he is the background. I think he's just a head on the wall.
Yeah.
That is an interesting choice.
It is an interesting choice, especially since, the waist or the bottom of his shirt lines perfectly with where the wall ends to the floor.
He has a black trim at the bottom, and then perfectly coincides with his black pants.
At the bottom of the walls,
I think he's I think he's trying to be the wall, like blend in with the wall.
He's succeeding.
Like, I don't even see him.
Well, that is it. I mean, should we pick like our favorite three?
All right, top three.
Top three. Well, let's pick our favorites, and then since we are experts on Jen, let's pick like
one. All right, I'll pick Jen's.
All right. My top three favorites.
Brett.
Yeah, I'll put Brett in there. I like Brett's smile, and I like his pose, his guns.
Those are good.
Jahan. I like his smile.
Jeremy.
Jeremy. I don't know. Now I'm picking, I'm going Brett. I'm going Marvin.
Okay.
And from Santa Monica. Oh, I forgot about Moe's. Oh, man. Oh, man.
You're picking Moe's.
All right, I'm doing a top four. I'm going Moe's is my third one, and then Sam M is my favorite four.
Okay.
I think I'm choosing off of ones that I would pick. I don't know. Like
what. Is that, okay.
All right. I'll start back at the top for me, for you.
All right, Moe's, Brett. No. I'll try to go different, but I'm going to go Brett, definitely.
All right, you're still going Brett. Any above Brett, Aaron, Austin, Brendan?
No, I'll keep going. Keep going. Devin?
You like Devin?
I actually go down below him.
You like Dylan?
Below him.
You like Grant?
Wait, what's below him?
Hakeem? That is a good...
Actually, go below him.
Stop.
Okay, no, I'm gonna go with go up.
Hassan.
Yeah.
All right. I respect that. That's a good choice.
Pretty good one.
Jeremy.
Classic. John is pretty good.
I like John. H, Jonathan, J, Kevin. Oh, I forgot that I had to do it to him. Guy. Marcus.
And then I'll go Spencer.
I do like Spencer. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
All right. Now for Jen. Who do you actually think is going to make an impact for Jen? You think Thomas?
Yeah, I think Thomas.
If he shows up in a muscle shirt like that, there's a good chance. I think Spencer actually would be one.
Yeah, I don't know why. Also see that.
He looks tall. Let me just say that. He's 30. I don't know how much like age is really going to matter, but he looks tall. He's got a good smile. It looks like he's got nice hair. Sam M. I feel like, dude. Mm.
Yeah, I could see that.
I just want it. Who's Jen?
All right, Matt. I'm picking Matt.
You think Matt? And you think Jen would like Matt?
Yeah, because I like Matt.
I like Matt.
John.
Okay.
Oh, Jonathan, I mean.
Jonathan.
Wait, we go up. Is that his name? Oh, Johan.
Oh, Jahan.
Jahan, yeah.
Do you like Jahan. Him?
Dylan.
Devin. Devin, like, reminds me of, like, I don't know. He looks like multiple people who have been on the show already.
He looks like the bartender.
Wells? Yeah. He kind of looks like Wells.
He's got the Wells haircut, at least. Why is Wells on the show?
All right, here are my picks. I think Austin's going to do really well because he's just extremely... Okay, he's just objectively very good looking.
Yeah.
I think Brendan is very good looking as well. If I have to pick one more for Jen, I don't know. I am drawn to Dylan, but he's 24. Again, I don't know. And Hassan.
Yeah. All right, what is your four?
You're making me go all the way back to the top again. All right, starting officially, my top four picks starting now for Jen are going to be Austin, Brendan, I don't know about that one. Going so fast, I'm speeding through it now. Dude, I'll say Moe's. I'm gonna put Moe's in there.
He's Moe's in it.
And then I'll say I'm torn between Spencer and Sam M. I'm going to go Spencer, though.
Okay.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Who do you think she's going to pick?
All right. Thomas.
You like the muscle, sure.
Hassan, Matt, and Jahan.
Matt, Jahan, and who was the last
Hassan.
One? Hassan.
Jahan. Yeah.
Oh, dude, Hassan is a good pick. All right.
I think those
speaking four. Of picks, I don't even want to talk about it anymore, but Joey is destroying us in March Madness.
Oh my God.
I've made like 0 points since we talked about it.
I know. It's crazy. He's one of the only celebrities to like maintain his position.
Yeah, he's like the top. He's like in the top three as far as in the celebrity,
yeah,
like
celebrity
listed
picks.
Celebrity brackets. He's like the second or third one.
Yeah. It's like top.
Like, the top one is a former pro basketball player who should like
know this
and be an expert. And then it's Joey,
the bachelor tennis player.
Yeah, the bachelor tennis player. This is good. I don't know what it is, but I hope I like this group of men.
I do.
Actually like it. I wish there was a bit more Asian guys on it.
Yeah.
It
seems to kind of.
Like,
be the.
I appreciate them doing, like, they definitely have gotten a more diverse cast over the years. There's still a lot of white dudes in here, though, but.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, yeah, like.
Yeah, get the whiteies out.
That's such a funny thing to say. Yeah, I mean, it's fairly diverse.
Yeah.
But there's, like.
It could be better.
There's not really a whole lot of Asian guys on here, but something to work towards, I guess. Come on, ABC.
They got some time. Hopefully they'll add them.
Yeah, this is true. Potential. I wonder if it will change.
Probably more white guys.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's probably true. I don't know. There's a few that I really like. I'm curious to see if they're going to live up to my hype of what they're going to be.
I know. Can they live up to my standard I made in my head just based on their photo?
I
want to
date them. Come on. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Jeremy's jacket.
Yeah.
I wonder how much that was. That's probably like a lot.
It's
probably like designer.
I don't really like it, though.
Yeah, no, I don't like it either. I just know that if there's like wild clothing that looks horrible, it's probably like designer and really expensive.
Yeah.
That's usually how it works.
or it's super like just like minimalist like design. Mm. It's like you said you want to pay like $5,000 for this plain white shirt that says like
Gucci on it.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. I just want him to show up in that jacket.
Yeah, at this point. I know. I like in that. Los Angeles in like the summer.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Well, he's probably already met her at this point. If he's there, he's met her already in March/April in like 80-degree weather, probably.
Nice.
Sure.
Probably won't get to see his jacket until they get like
probably don't
somewhere.
Get to see him because of right. his jacket. All right. Well, maybe we should do that. We should try to take photos to see if we can do better than these guys and how much.
All right. I'll get my headshot.
I'm going to go get headshots now. Well, that's all I got. Anything else you want to talk about this week?
Yeah.
That you want the people to know?
Oh, I got a really good one. Oh, I got a really good one. Jin called me.
Okay. Sure.
But she wants you on the show.
She invited us to be on the season 2.
And then she said April Fools.
Jen's such a prankster.
I know. She pranked me.
And then she took a shot.
Shot o'clock.
Well, who do you think of these guys has the biggest personality? Yeah.
Probably Brett.
Probably
Jeremy. That's why he needs a jacket.
The jacket hides it all. Yeah, I don't know. Jen is going to be very interesting because she gives very different energy from what both of, I think, our potential picks for Bachelorette were going to be, which was like Daisy/Kelsey, even though they're pretty different, and then Maria,
which would have been completely
because I think sure like Jen's maybe a bit, she's more of a, what is it, like extroverted personality, but like Maria's very like
very extroverted,
very open,
yeah, especially on camera.
But I'm curious about Jen. I would say I'm excited, and I almost like that it was a surprise.
Yeah, it's not your normal pick that anyone was expecting.
I kind of like it. I like not being super
wild
familiar
card.
With
yeah.
it. Yeah, it's kind of a wild card. It's actually growing on me more. I wouldn't say I was disappointed when she got announced, but I was like, really? I was just like surprised. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't even think of it.
But yeah, I kind of like it now. Like they only could have made it like more... like throwing it off if they would have picked someone who like literally never even got like a one-on-one date or something.
Yeah, someone got voted off early.
Yeah, like I don't know, the fact that I can't think of anyone shows
a star.
Like, sure, star. Caitlin. Sure,
star.
Is that the only name you remember?
That's it. That's all.
Sydney,
I know.
But she was enough of a character.
Oh yeah. See,
what
she
about
not the Sarah? See, she not the drama.
Yeah. Medina, sure. Pick Medina. I like Medina, but.
Yeah, Medina would have been good.
Yeah, I don't know. I appreciate it catching me off guard. I don't know. I kind of like it. I also kind of feel like. That means, I don't know. She wasn't necessarily like the first pick, though.
You know, I wonder if they were to ask other people or were planning on other people being
probably.
The Bachelorette.
I mean, they definitely take like viewer consideration or like opinion into
and
decision
ours.
Making.
Yeah.
Yeah, and ours personally. Yeah, I mean, that is a good point. Like, obviously, there was a lot of support for, like, Maria and Daisy. So, I don't know if, maybe they turned it down or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be interesting if they ever say that.
But again, I'm excited for Jen. I'm excited for Jen and Jeremy
to finally meet, share the same jacket.
Well, I don't know. I like it because I kind of find it hard to predict like what to expect. And I'm excited by that. I don't know. Like, you can think with Maria, it's like people would probably expect more of a like chaotic season, not necessarily in a bad way, but just like, you know, what kind of person Maria is, you know, kind of person, at least a little bit of what like Daisy is or what to expect. And it wouldn't be the same as Maria. We don't really know as far as like Jen, what to expect.
Yeah, we really don't, because we only got like one-on-one, and then
she seems fairly extroverted, like she has a big personality, but all right, I can't make that joke. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of like not knowing what to expect. Keeps the
I hate it.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Keeps you guessing.
This has been
April Fools.
April Fools.
Like, literally.
Jamie.
And I'm Vic.
Yeah, like how you keep trying. All right, I'll let you do it this time now. What were you going to say? You can do what now?
You can find us.
On Apple Podcasts.
On Spotify.
On Google Podcasts.
On Pandora.
On CastBox.
Podbean.
iHeart Podbean.
Radio. YouTube. One word, like a literally one word.
Like a literally just one word on YouTube. Just one word. Everywhere else is three words.
Please. Pretty simple.
It's pretty simple.
It's only like a couple of things you have to keep track of.
You always make us do this. I think it's such a funny thing. You're playing this April Fool's joke on us every week.
Keep asking.
It's not funny.
Where is your YouTube?
Feel free to give us comments, likes and support, reviews, subscriptions.
Comments. Just your time.
Time, yeah. I appreciate it.
We need it.
Any theories that you have about Jen and her season?
Any concerns or worries?
Yeah, sure. I don't know what kind of theories there could even be at this point, since I'm pretty sure it literally just started, but no spoilers, though. I don't want to know any spoilers.
Yeah. Don't tell them spoilers. Tell me.
No spoilers.
All right, I'll try not to.
That's all I got.
I got one more.
How's it go?
It goes, yeah, 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 yeah.